Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Live Project podcast that we have here on Unica Radio. My name is Elizabeth and I'm very excited today to introduce our guest, who is Angela from Albania. Hi Angela, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well. Thank you so much for making time today and for this wonderful podcast.
Thank you for being here. I'm very excited. So Angela has joined us today to talk about a very sensitive but very important topic in our society. She is in Albania currently working in the field of helping human trafficking survivors. And so today we will talk about her experience in this field, what she's doing, and also perhaps how you can get involved in Italy, in Albania, globally. So Angela, tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do in your life?
Thank you. Well, I'm currently based in Tirana, Albania, and alongside consulting work in the area of anti-trafficking, I also run voluntarily a socioeconomic model, which is called Empowerful, that helps survivors of human trafficking in Albania to reintegrate into the labor market and to become financially independent. This is our aim of the work. I have done my master's studies for global crime and justice at the University of York back in the UK, where I focused on those reintegration models and how we can help vulnerable communities or groups to get empowered in the economic perspective and to also regain the ownership of their lives and to lead their lives based on their skills and aspirations, because we usually see that governments or projects try to lead specific groups, but it's very important when the person leads their life based on their aspirations. And now, as I told you, I'm based in Albania, and that was my choice. I always wanted to come back to my country of origin because I see that there is a huge need for support in the area, especially of vulnerable girls and women. Aside the work, I enjoy a lot of creative writing. So when I'm not working, you'll find me writing poetry, mainly into the existentialism field. So poetry about social problems, still it's the topic where I get inspiration. And I also really love to cycle and be closer to the nature.
Now focusing a bit on what you do on a professional level, I already checked the website of Empowerful that you spoke a little bit about. And I was very impressed when I saw the following quote by Margaret Mead. If I may, I will quickly read it out. It says, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." And it immediately made me think about, how did you get the idea of Empowerful? What sparked your interest in the importance of this field of raising awareness and helping survivors?
Thank you, and thank you for bringing the quote. We really love this quote, and it inspires the work that we do. My involvement in the area of anti-trafficking work started from the inspiration started from a very early age, when myself and my family, we experienced modern slavery ourselves back in the 90s while trying to escape from a civil war in Albania. They were very dark times back then. And this experience has really inspired me to know that whatever I do in this world is going to be of help of others, because I experienced myself what it feels like to need help. So I knew that I would position myself to always help. It could be also in other areas, not only anti-trafficking, but anti-trafficking is what spoke really to my heart, and especially for vulnerable girls and women. And the idea of Empowerful started to be to be created under a project back in the 2016 when I was chosen to participate in the Erasmus for Young Entrepreneurs program. That was the starting point of making turning the idea into a specific model. And I spent a few months back in Rotterdam, Netherlands. I worked with startups and social impact businesses to understand how does it really work in the practical terms to have an impact based model, and how we can really help vulnerable communities to be economically empowered, because it's always harder than reintegrating other members of the community. So this is when it started. It was back in 2016.
So it's been quite some time, and I understand that you are not alone in Empowerful. You have a team, right?
Yes. Well, we are an international team. How we started, it was we created the team based on conferences that we've been to or social impact challenges. For example, we participated in the Graduate School of Business Challenge, in the Rebuild Challenge in the US. And then we connected with like-minded people. I can proudly say that I've never known before the members of the team. So it's a team composed by like-minded people. I've met them throughout my journey of participating in conferences. Also, European Commission programs targeting youth have really helpful, such as seminars or meetings. They have really helped me to find similar-minded people. We divide the tasks based on our skills. We have personal development coaches and mentors who work remotely. We do all our work for free, so it's not part of our daily lives in terms of creating an income for us. As I mentioned in the beginning, the way of how I create my personal income is through consulting work. I work as an expert and advise on strategies or programs when it comes to modern slavery, but Empowerful is a separate project in which we are all involved for free. And we had the mission from the beginning to do it for free, because we want everything that can be raised or generated to go directly for services that are used by the survivors themselves.
Yes, that's. I think that's the right way to do it. And once again, I'm very happy to hear that you are very active, and really, I can hear that you do everything that you can to help. Thank you, Angela. We will be back after a short break, and then I will give you a chance to focus a bit more on Empowerful and share your activities and achievements that you have had. So hi, everybody. Welcome back on another episode of the Live Project Podcast here on Unico Radio. I'm Elizabeth, and today, as you might have heard, I'm joined by Angela from Albania, who has founded Empowerful. And Empowerful is a socioeconomic empowerment model that assists in the reintegration process of survivors of human trafficking. Now I will give you the floor to explain a little bit more about Empowerful. What is your main mission, and how exactly is your work structured?
Thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit more about Empowerful. I can start by our mission and what drives our work, which is economic empowerment. We believe it's so important for everyone, for every citizen, every human being, to be economically empowered, to have an income that supports their dignity and their way of living. Our mission is to economically empower survivors of human trafficking, modern slavery, by first providing the tools to them to strengthen their soft skills or employability skills, and second, by providing the means, which is work, which is networking, funding to set up small enterprises to become financially independent. We know that not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, and we honor this decision, but we also want to honor the decision that human beings can have a career based on what they aspire and what they are skilled to do, rather than on what we decide for them to do. We really believe in this approach. So what do we do with Empowerful is that we divide it into three phases. We first launch a call where we work with organizations. Let's take the example of Albania, where we work with organizations who work on anti-trafficking or have anti-trafficking shelters. And we ask them if they have survivors part of their programs who would like to sign up for this project. We call it a project because we want survivors to express their interest themselves, because this has a huge importance on how the model goes. Survivors need to feel it and believe that they want to be part of this initiative in order to be successful, because it all has to do about their personal development and working on their work skills. So they really need to believe into that and be willing to commit their time, and above all, to be able to believe that they can do it. They can make it past the challenges. So what we do is the first phase, which lasts 8 up to 10 sessions, is we have a guided personal development and entrepreneurial class where we gather once per week with survivors of human trafficking, and we get together modules on personal development, such as limiting beliefs, how I deal with my past inner critic self, how I look forward to a future that meets the needs and also the desires that I have for my life. So we break all of these challenges that a situation of trauma or a past experience can shape in our lives. And we think about the future on what we really want as a human being. And after we have those 10 sessions, we move to the second phase, where we have provided to the participants of our program personal development funds, funding to allocated to each participant to follow their specific skills. For example, to get vocational training, or to get a complete different change in their clothes or in their hair, so that they can fulfill their aim of their career. For example, they can get a suit, or they can get a complete package of having a tailoring mini enterprise, so they get funding to complete that. And the third phase is what we call where we see the success, is where we match them with job opportunities that meet their skills, also their needs, or we provide mentoring and funding to set up social enterprises businesses. I must say that the third phase is where we struggle a lot, because we're not an organization. We do this grassroots, and we struggle a lot to either find funding to set up social enterprises or find jobs, because the community itself here in Albania is a little bit difficult when it comes to that part.
Yeah, you already answered a little bit the question that I was going to ask. I'm really interested to know more about how difficult it is, or how easy is not relevant to ask anymore, because you already touched upon it. But to gain the support locally, for example, for these internships that you provide, how at first, for example, if it was very challenging, how did you manage to still continue, and has the situation improved over time, or it's still always a struggle?
Thank you so much for asking this, because this is where we struggle a lot also at the moment, and we've been struggling for the past years, is to actually get the labor market or the businesses on our side by making them believe what is real, that your past experiences don't define you. What has happened before doesn't define you. We're talking about participants who have been trained by professional people on soft skills, on how to deal with their insecurities, and they are ready. They have signed up themselves. Nobody took them. Nobody said to them that you need to sign to this program in order to get this benefit. It was all voluntarily. And this is where we struggle. We see from the community is a lot of victim blaming. They do see survivors as victims, and they believe that because they have been victims of a specific crime, they can never go past this experience. So for them, it's almost a dream when we tell them that we have survivors who want to open their own enterprises. For example, in our program, we had survivors who wanted to open a social center for children with disabilities, or who wanted to open a center who takes care of street dogs and street cats. We have survivors with different aspirations, and it's very difficult for the business community, what we've seen, to understand that and to open job positions that are tailored for survivors. Another challenge is that at least from, I don't want to generalize, but from the participants that we have worked in the model that I'm talking about, is that we have a lot of single moms, which means they have a huge responsibility to take care of their children 24 hours. And that makes it very, very difficult when we talk about full-time jobs, who are 8 hours per day up to 9-10 hours per day, if you also count commuting back and to work. And that makes it really challenging for the mothers of our group to be able to get a job that pays a good salary in order to have a sustainable life, but to also take care of their children. So we need to take into account also what businesses are doing to be accessible and more responsive towards the needs of specific vulnerable groups. And I think here is also the role that the government needs to play, that is not playing at the moment, which also adds to the barriers of doing anti-trafficking work in Albania.
Do you think since you first launched Empowerful and started to work with survivors, have you seen if the situation in Albania has improved? Do you think there is hope to believe that over time the government will become more open and it will be a norm rather than like, I don't know how to yes. how to say this. Yeah, you understand my question.
I understand, and I thank you for this question. I really love the way of, because this question shows the impact that is happening in the community, and it's very important when we talk about impact. I wouldn't dare to say that we have changed how survivors are being treated in Albania. That is our dream, to change the narrative of how we view survivors and to view them in an empowered way. But I can say personally, for me, experiencing the change of the woman that I've worked with in the project has been an honor. Even if I would want to forget something, I would never be able to forget the look in their eyes compared to the first time that I met them, to the last time that I met them after the phases of the program, changes in body language, changes in aspirations about the future. Some of them moved their places from a vulnerable remote area. They came to the capital city, they started the work, they registered their children to schools because they didn't dare to do it before. They had this attachment with their children where they didn't want it to let them go. And now I can see them fully empowered, building their lives, regardless of the challenges that Albania brings. I can see the hope that really prevails on the future. When it comes to the government, I think that we as civil society or as grassroots leaders or movements, we have a responsibility to change how the government views survivors of human trafficking. So I think we need to be more active when it comes to campaigns and also discussions. But I'm hopeful that in the next 5 or 10 years, many things will change. And I really look forward to seeing the women that I've worked with sharing this story and advocating for their rights. I really want to see them succeeding and taking the lead also in decision-making positions. That's a dream, but I would dare to say it since we are now dreaming for the future.
Yeah, that's very beautiful and inspiring. And once again, thank you for the work that you do, and I wish you the best of luck. So yeah, thank you for sharing. Okay, we'll take a short break and then we will be back to finish our conversation with Angela. Yeah, time to listen to some music. So hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Lab Project podcast here on Unica Radio. Today I'm joined by Angela from Albania, who works in the area of empowering human trafficking survivors to reintegrate back into the economic processes of the society. So Angela, one of the last questions that I want to ask you today is how does the future look like for you and for Empowerful? You already touched upon what you wish to achieve, what you dream to have as the norm and daily life for survivors. But regarding more specific tasks, projects,
Well, when it comes about Empowerful, how I see it is as a model, which is for free, which can be used by different NGOs, not only in Albania. When we designed the model, we designed it to be international. And we've been in discussions also with organizations who are not based in Albania, but are abroad, and they work on human trafficking in order to implement this model. And how I see it is being expanded to other countries in the world who struggle with the economic empowerment process of survivors. And I see it as a way of informing organizations, businesses, politicians, through a trauma-informed and survivor-informed way, so that when we make projects or programs, we do take into account for real what the target groups that we are serving want instead of what we want for them. I think for me, that's the main pillar of how Empowerful will look like in the next 5 years. We never wanted it to be an NGO, either because we know that sometimes organizations have hierarchies, or the way how they work has its own challenges. So this is why we wanted to be flexible, a model, transferable for free, not have any extra, not add any extra challenges to its implementation, and something that can really have an impact in the lives, a direct impact in the lives of those who are being the most underserved, and in our case, in the lives of survivors.
Thank you. I saw on your website that it is possible to contact Empowerful and become a volunteer. So perhaps there are some listeners today who have felt this inspiration and encouragement to also raise awareness and to help out if they were to start their first steps into helping survivors, for example, at Empowerful. What is the process like? How can people volunteer? How they can involve themselves?
Thank you so much for asking that. Currently at Empowerful, because we are a voluntarily and grassroots model, we don't function based on donations or similar ways of giving. So the way how people who are listening to this podcast can help us is either through checking our social media. We have a page on Instagram and LinkedIn, Empowerful with double L at the end, because we want a full empowerment. We know that grammatically it's not correct. It should be with one L, but we want it with double L. So if they go empowerful.org, they can also access our website. And this is where they can read more information about human trafficking or what we do. And if they go to the contact section of the page, they can find our email, which is contact@empowerful.org, but they also have a contact form that they can fill in the website if they want. And if they express their interest to volunteer, they can let us know in the contact form, and then we can have a call with them, a very informal and friendly call, to understand more on how we can also be of use to the volunteers who want to learn more, but also how they can help us to spread the message and raise awareness.
Thank you. The last question on my behalf, the one that I always ask everyone that I talk to, you already mentioned that you yourself, you do this for free. This is also a volunteering experience for you. So how has this shaped you as a person? What have you learned, and what does this experience and the fact that you can help and be active in this field, what does it mean to you personally?
I love this question. For me, volunteering has been life-changing, and I do see volunteering as it's part of my life, it's part of my way of living. It has changed me as a person in terms of viewing more in depth what really matters in life. And I believe that what really matters in my life, I can't say for everyone, but for me, is how can I be of use of other people? How can I light their lives when there is darkness? How can I be of help even to my neighbors, to the random people in the street that I've never met before? How can I pick up their bag when it falls down? For me, these are principles that inspire me and make me happy and eager to wake up every day. This is a very hard thing to find your why in life. I think when you find your why in life, you can bear anyhow. That's Viktor Frankl, not me, who have said it. And I believe that I have found my why, which is helping others. I don't know why this is my why, and I don't know if I will ever know, but I know that this is what really inspires me to be of help.
I think you're very good at it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Angela, for joining me today and for sharing your story. It was very lovely and inspiring to talk to you. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you on other episodes.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio. Portala sempre con te.